Such a beautiful Eric Clapton song, and now it's the theme song for Chief Horticulture Officer for Chalet Nursery, Tony Fulmer.
Hello, Tony.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, winterizing your yard. Now is you can still plant things, can't you, or is it way too late?
Most things, you could still do trees and shrubs if you wanted to. Most perennials, I would say, were finished for the year on that.
What about bulbs?
Bulbs, you can absolutely. That's a great point. Bulbs, you can still do those right up until the time the ground freezes.
And Tony, if one bulb goes out, they all go out at this time of year, don't they?
It depends upon the bulb.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
We had a giant ash tree taken down in our backyard, spent a ton of money to get it taken down.
You personally?
No, we got someone.
Service.
Oh. Yeah, it was too big.
I wasn't sure if this was someone texting or calling in.
No. Me, personally.
Okay.
And so once it disappeared, we realized we could see into the neighbor's house, and it's like we had to find something to block where that tree was.
Mm-hmm.
So we planted something called a fringe tree. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I think I am.
I recently found out about these things. It's just some of the foliage on it looks like white fringe, kind of.
That's and
it's
the flower in the spring.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, not the foliage, the flower in the spring. But it was kind of difficult picking out a tree when it looked like it was dead because, now if you go by a tree, there are no leaves on it.
What kind of height are you expecting from this?
They said up to 15 feet because we have power lines.
Oh, okay.
And so it has to, there was on a list of things. But they said to water it, so I have been watering it, but now that it's cold, we've unhooked our hose. Do I still have to keep watering it?
Bucket Brigade.
How do I get a hold of them?
No. You go to the garage and get your 2-gallon watering can and you schlep the water back there to it.
So I still have to do it?
It's really, really important when you plant later like this. We're having a fairly dry fall. Now, we're supposed to get almost an inch of rain between last night and tomorrow, so that will help. But up until the time the ground freezes on a new plant like that, it's really important that the ground freezes moist and that it's mulched, right?
Yes, they mulched it.
Okay,
would not have
it
done
it. It is mulched,
that.
Yes. Caenanthus virginicus, yes.
Wait, you just spoke in tongues.
I know, I look at that.
What did
Latin,
you say? What
Latin.
Did you say?
That's what Wendy bought.
Oh, really?
Caenanthus virginicus.
Are
yes.
you insulted that Wendy asked you if you had heard of a fringe tree?
Not at all.
What plant do you not know?
A lot of people have never heard of this. Is it a good choice for... Well, it's too late now.
Well, no. Interestingly, we consider it more of a large shrub. So if 15 feet will give you the screening that you need for the neighbors to hide your activities in the backyard, and whatever those might be, then it's fine. Ironically, in Ohio, they have now found that was a member of the ash family. A professor has found 7 or 8 or 9 cases of this plant with...
Ash borer?
Yeah.
So I just got rid of an ash. I feel like an ash.
Congratulations.
It's very rare. So you wouldn't expect, as long as there are ash trees out there, because they want things with big diameter. So the...
Bill, stay away.
I'm
probably
out.
Stay away.
Yeah, all right.
But ironically, it's in the ash family, so there have been some reports in Ohio of it getting ash borer, if there aren't ashes around for the...
Wouldn't that be just a hoot and a half?
Good for you.
All right. So, Bill, I don't know. Our neighbor was out cutting the grass yesterday, and we kind of blew that off. But that's maybe a good idea to do now, huh?
It is. To me right now, that is one of the most important things that could be done, along with watering new plants, would be leaves are dropping really late this year. And for those that have had it happen in the past, they won't let that happen again. When leaves drop and they freeze in the lawn and stay there all winter, next spring when they thaw and you go in and you do the first mowing or you do your spring cleanup, every place you have a clot of leaves like that, you're going to have bare soil. And out in the sunny areas of your lawn, that's where crabgrass is going to start.
So don't leave leaves.
Don't leave
There's
leaves.
There's no way in the world that that's good for your lawn. Make sure you have those picked up as regularly
as
you can.
So even if you're not mowing, you really need to keep picking up the leaves and getting those out to the street or compost pile, whatever you do with them. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
That's huge.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
We have a question. Can we go to the phones?
Please.
Tony Fulmer's here, Chief Horticulture Officer for Chalet Nursery. Gloria, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. We have 2 buckeye trees, and neither one of them will put on any buckeyes. What are we doing wrong?
Oh, that's an interesting question. How old are the trees?
You never ask a lady how old her trees are, Tony.
I thought that was safe. I thought that was a
no.
question. Oh, okay.
No.
Over 15 years old.
Really? So they're what, 15 feet tall?
Oh, no.
Oh. Did they start quite small?
Yes.
Okay. That may just be a function of age then. How big are the trunks?
That's a personal question.
That is personal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, these are the questions your doctor has to ask. About what size?
Never mind. I will.
I'm sorry, how...
About the size of my wrist.
Okay. You should probably be expecting buckeyes on those in the next few years, but if you started out at a really young plant, that is a function of age. So
okay.
All you can
now
do
they
is
bloom.
Be patient. Right?
They bloom really pretty. Our hummingbirds love the blooms, and they will put on a little round buckeye, but it never matures and it falls off.
Oh, so you are? I thought you said you hadn't gotten any fruit. So you are?
I am getting some fruit, but they don't last very long.
Okay. When are they dropping?
About 3 weeks or a month after they get done blooming.
That doesn't okay. seem right, Tony.
Okay. I really can't say. If off the air, if you want to give Kevin, the producer, your phone number, I will research that, and I'll be glad to check on that and call you back.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Gloria.
You.
Buckeyes are flowers, right, Tony? Is that what they are?
Trees.
It is a tree that flowers and produces that nice mahogany-colored fruit.
Oh, all right.
Shall we take a break?
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is the number to call. If you have any plant questions, can we get into maybe some Christmas comments as well?
Sure.
He's Tony Fulmer, Chief Horticulture Officer for Chalet Nursery. That's at 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette, or you can go to chaletnursery.com, a pretty great website if you ask me. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.
Well, I beg your pardon. Well, I never promised you a rose garden. Ran along with the sunshine.
Chief Horticulture Officer for Chalet Nursery, Tony Fulmer, has joined us, as you do several times a year. And it's important to get your yard ready and plants, new plants, plant bulbs now. Got to water them. What else do we need to know? What about Christmas? What are the holidays going to do for us?
The biggest thing is making the right selection of the Christmas tree. And, you know, if you're the person that has your tree up for a month, then don't get a balsam.
Do not
get a balsam.
Because they go bad quicker.
They
right?
expire.
They go south quicker.
They do.
They have a very thin needle, and they have great fragrance, but they shed very quickly in a hot house.
All right.
So the biggest cause of holiday divorce is is the tree stand.
It is, yeah.
It is the tree stand. It is getting the tree in the stand. Mm-hmm. And that is a problem, because people always look at the beauty of the tree, and then they get the tree home and they have a stand that's too small.
Oh.
And then they try and make it into a pencil point and make it fit. And then over the course of the years I've been at Chalet, at least once a year you get a call from a family the night before Christmas, and they are trying to figure out how to guy wire the tree up just to get it through Christmas. So, you know, always, always, always look at the stand and make sure the stand is going to fit, and make sure that when you look at the trunk of the tree, and there's an old physics thing, which I never took physics, but you're going to displace space when you put that in there.
Right.
So just because it fits, if you can't get a tablespoon or more of water in there, then that's going to be problematic and the tree's not going to be fresh.
All right.
So we no longer recommend using any kind of additives, because we haven't been able to find any research. So we've stopped selling them, because we can't find research that any of those additives keep the tree fresher longer.
Oh, interesting.
So the big thing is, within an hour of the time that you're going to put the tree in the stand and put it inside, you want a fresh cut. It doesn't matter how small, just even a quarter of an inch, just like a cut flower, so you have a new row of cells that will absorb water.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in the stand, and then that first week or so, check it morning and evening, because if you let that stand go empty, if the reservoir dries out and you get air in under there, it seals off, and it will never take up water for the rest of the time it's with you for the holidays.
That's why I go artificial with tree time. I got to be honest with you. It sounds like a big pain. Although there are people that refuse to get an artificial tree.
They're candidates for both.
Yep, absolutely.
There's a person for both.
I don't know how we're going to fit in all these questions, but let's try as best we can. Jerry's on the line. Jerry, Tony Fulmer here. You had a question for him?
Yes. I have three lilac bushes that I would like to transplant.
Okay.
Is it good, bad?
Have they been in the ground quite a long time, Jerry?
I believe so. I just moved into the home, and there's three lilac bushes in front.
Okay.
And I'd like to move them to the back.
Okay. It would be better to do that next spring. So what you could do now is the root system has really grown out and dispersed. You could go out and with your spade right now while the ground is still soft and decide how big a root ball you could physically deal with next year and put the spade down one full depth. We call that root pruning. Go all the way around the plant. And as long as the soil temperatures are above 40 degrees, you'll be getting new root growth back in there toward the center of the plant. And then as soon as the ground warms in the spring, you can transplant them.
Okay, they're about 4 foot tall now, so about how big of a root ball do you think? I mean,
how big can you handle? You probably want...
Bigger's better for a root ball?
Oh, absolutely. You probably want it at least 20 to 24 inches in diameter. I would go out at least 12 to 15 inches in radius on either side of the center of the plant.
What good advice.
Okay, I should be able to do that.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck, Jerry. Boy, that is a great, you can like kind of prepare the root ball, basically, for transplant next year.
Yeah, because after they've been in the ground, the roots are all over, and so you still have a chance by severing, you'll still get formation of roots until the ground freezes.
Can you do that with the Rose of Sharon, too?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good to know. Nancy has an herb question. Legal herbs?
Hello. Of course.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. You know, I try to overwinter several herbs, you know, rosemary, basil, thyme, and sometimes it can be such a struggle to keep them healthy.
It is.
Do you have any suggestions to give them an optimal indoor environment?
Well, the optimal indoor environment would be different. So basil is really tricky inside. You need warmth. You need, you know, consistent 72-degree temperatures, and you need really, really strong light. So it almost has to be a south or west window where you accumulate at least a half day of direct sun. Rosemary, on the other hand, where most people succeed with fail with that is they have it in a room that's too warm. So you've got this contradictory thing where basil likes it warm and rosemary likes it cool. So the rosemary, you would like to find the coolest spot that you can in your house, and that could be down in the 60s would be fine. Keep it evenly moist. High humidity would be a good thing, and bright light is important. Maybe not as much sun as the basil, but herbs can be very tricky inside.
And for time, sometimes that just dries out.
We're almost out of time, by the way. So
okay.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Really good suggestions.
Good luck.
Thanks, Nancy. All right. Do you have to trim back rose bushes? What? Somebody just trimmed their hydrangeas. Is this a bad time that they did it?
I would typically tell people to wait on hydrangeas until spring. Let them go through the winter. Enjoy this year's, you know, faded blooms on there, and you can.
It's kind of cool when it's snowy and you just see these little straw
winter interest
softballs.
Yeah, Martha Stewart made that acceptable years ago.
Tony, is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia.
All right.
I don't like it. I'm not going to say poinsettia.
When do you refuse it?
And I'm not going to say February either.
How about that?
You know, she's always kind of been a horticultural anarchist.
Yes.
He called me a horticulturist.
Yes, she did. Yep.
Well, you are the chief horticulturist.
I am.
Chief horticulturist.
You played right into that, Tony.
Sure. I walked right into
it. I'm proud of you and embarrassed for you at the exact same time.
That's my life.
Tony Fulmer, he's awesome. He brought us a little gift. I thank you for the...
That was so nice of you.
You're welcome.
These are little rocks that I put in my dog's water bowl, so when he goes outside to relieve himself in the springtime, it won't leave brown spots in the grass, correct?
Just as we talked about the last visit, exactly.
Well, that's what he gave you? He gave me a big box of cash. That's weird.
Crap. We know who he likes better.
Oh, I got the bag switched. That's my
mistake. No.
Go visit him at Chalet Nursery, 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette. It's big. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's great to go in there this time of year. You can call them at 847-256-0561 or visit chaletnursery.com. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Tony. Say hi to Basil and Rosemary for us.
I will.
I miss those guys. They're the best. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.